Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Well, FIFA Club World Cup tickets to give away coming up at 12:20, so stay tuned for that. We were just talking during the break about that Cashman interview, because I forgot what had happened during the rest of that. And he, you said something to him, you asked him a question about something, and he responded to you, well, he's going to have you drug tested, jokingly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I guess, do you have that part? That was funny. I asked him about, listen, you got to go back to, don't worry about it, Hal, a year ago where we were all wrapped up in, like, where do the Yankees still have the urgency, like, where, yeah, we know they want to win, but are they possessed and driven to win the way they used to be?
Right, they're coming off you when
they do anything.
They're coming off you, they didn't make the playoffs.
Correct.
Too.
And, you know, I'm not going to read you the quotes, but I brought up Gallo and Hicks, why did it take so long to basically get rid of these guys? And, you know, I said what I said. And then I guess he responded, let me see. Quote, well, I guess I'd have to get that drug tester over there and let you pee in a bottle so we could get that sample tested. And then he says, I'm obviously joking, but at the end of the day, I would provide, look at the roster, the expenditures, and then he got into the GM speak there.
We got to get Cash back on. Been a while.
Well, honestly, I love talking to Cash, man.
Yeah.
I do. Now, he can ramble, but well, I'm also a rambler, so I identify rambling, so you got to know when to cut him off.
I like hitting him with a quick question. Let him ramble. I like that. All right, BT and Sal, Yankees, meat of the order. Are we doing that here or no?
We'll do it right here. Here you go. Time for the meat of the order, brought to you by, of course, Borsett. Not a whole lot happening for the meat of the order last night, and really, it's been the same song and dance for a while here, so the Yankee bats have been a little stifled, obviously. Just scratched out a couple of hits. You know, Belly obviously went yard, which is great. Meat of the order there. And same with Jazz Chisholm. But outside of that, meat of the order, a little quiet, again, for the Yanks. So, when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Nick is calling from South Carolina. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Sal. Good to hear you back, pal.
Thank you. Where have I been?
Or is he on Mars?
You know, you were off the, I should say BT.
Yes.
BT, when BT was off, I was listening to you, and I agreed with you. I couldn't get through. But how you were talking about the younger players and how they don't develop anymore. I think you're seeing it with Volpe. You're seeing it with Wells. You're seeing it with all these young kids coming up. They have a great first few months when they come up because nobody knows them. Pitchers don't know them. Nobody knows. All they have is some stats, and they take advantage of it. But then once the league starts to figure them out, you see what they are. And I think BT, you're right on the money. Volpe's he's a good shortstop with an average bat, but he's never going to be, you know, anything close to a superstar. And I think Peraza, you could make the same case. They've got it. Wells,
Peraza's just not any good.
He can't hit Peraza. Yeah. He'll never hit.
Yeah, and you're right. But Wells, everybody has gotten enamored with Wells as a new starting pitcher. I don't see it. I really don't see it. I loved when they started Ben Rice last night because this is what I don't understand about the Yankees. And please, if you guys can explain it to me. Ascara got drafted by Baltimore as a first baseman. They got him catching. Rice was drafted as a catcher. They got him at first base. Why do the Yankees do this always? Why do they reinvent these guys in positions that they're not? It's not their natural position. Jazz Chisholm is a second baseman. What is he doing at third? You know, he's got a rocket for an arm, and when he was at second, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but this man turns more double plays when he's at second because he's got such a quick release and a rocket for an arm.
And he's an athlete, and his footwork's quick, too, so he's out of the way.
His footwork is tremendous.
Yeah, it is. No, I like him at second. I do. Yep.
You know, I just don't understand.
He's a second baseman.
What are the Yankees thinking?
You know, I don't it. Oops, sorry, Nick, and thank you for the call.
Bud.
A lot of good stuff there. Okay, so there's a lot there. I don't like the idea of playing guys out of position. The Mets used to do this. Used to drive me up a wall. The Yankees cannot do this. Even Ben Rice last night, like, I understand trying to work him in.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have Ben Rice start catching now? This is the New York Yankees.
How about you do it when he won five straight?
Or how about you do that, I don't know, in the minors? Get him used to it, doing it regularly down there, and then come up and he can catch, he can play first, or whatever it may be like.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't understand it.
I just think that there's a lot of holes, and because the roster has not been built great for a while now, so that their internal option in their minds, and I don't love it either, but hey, let's see if the bat plays and maybe sacrifice a little defense and just shuffle guys around where they really don't belong, probably.
See, right, same thing with Jazz. Now, he could play third, but wouldn't you rather have, I don't know, a third baseman play third and have Jazz play second?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.